Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All that. What can you tell me what you know about D.C.?
The first time I visited was when I went to work out for them. And, you know, it was a great city. It's a sports city in a lot of ways. They got, I'm pretty sure, 3 sports, baseball, hockey, and basketball. I don't know if they have any other sports. But, it was great when I visited there. It seems like the fans are very passionate. The people are very nice. And, you know, it was a good vibe overall.
That was Will Riley, who is unaware that our city has an NFL team. He'll find out pretty quickly about Jaden Daniels, I would assume. But look, when you're not from here and you don't pay attention, it's okay.
He's Canadian. I'm going to give him a pass on it.
Yeah. A lot of Canadians in the league. A lot of French drafted last night. What? By the way, internationally, are there more French players in the NBA than any other country other than the U.S.?
It sounds right. I got to double check it, but it sounds correct.
I would say it's either Canada 1 or Canada 2 behind the U.S., France 3, or France 2, Canada 3. I don't think any other. There are several Germans, certainly several Eastern Europeans,
right,
but not all from the same country.
NBA players by country, 2025. United States has just under 4,500. Canada with 52. France comes in third with 50.
Yeah. First of all, there aren't that many players in the NBA that you just, the numbers
that's
you just came
also
up with.
True. Oh, historic players.
Oh, historic.
Yes.
Okay.
Active is 453, American, 25 Canadian, 14 French.
25 Canadian, 14 French. What's third?
French is third. Serbians are, that's not the right order. Australians more than Serbians, 12 to 6. And then I believe that 9 Germans. Yeah, that's kind of where we get to like 2s, 3s.
Send me the list.
Yeah, I'll send you. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll send it.
I want to look at that list. Just shoot it over to me.
Gotcha.
By the way, Fran Fraschilla, who I've always respected as a very good basketball analyst on ESPN, you know, he's been a big international guy as a scout and as a media analyst of a lot of what's happened internationally over the years. He tweeted out the following about Trey Johnson last night. He said, number 6 selection, Texas's Trey Johnson scores in his sleep. Great shot creator and deceptive playmaker for a scorer. Longhorn coaches told me he was the biggest basketball workout junkie since Kevin Durant. I saw that last September. Wizards are OKC Thunder 2.0 under Michael Winger and Will Dawkins. Now have a plethora of good young players for the future and an improving salary cap sheet. That from Fran Fraschilla. I think Trey Johnson's going to be a real interesting player to watch. And like I said at the beginning of the show, when you can shoot it the way he can, that doesn't go away at, you know, different levels. There's a lot more to the game than just being able to shoot, but that does translate. That does come with you. The ability to shoot, the ability to go get buckets. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. Was it a good night for the Wizards or not? Why? or why not? Phone lines are open, 301-230-0980. But before we get to some of your calls, I do want to play some more Will Dawkins sound. So this was Will Dawkins talking about Will Riley. We played some of the sound about him speaking about Trey Johnson earlier. This is what he saw with Will Riley that might reveal itself the more he plays.
What were the things you saw with Will in the grassroots evaluation that might have only shown up later in his time at
home? More on the ball play. More on the ball play. His confidence when he is on the ball and kind of in that AAU setting. He knew what he can do with the ball and score and get places, but also find guys. When there were some injuries with KJ at Illinois, like watching those games, watching how he competed and really went at guys in the Rutgers game, like that's a high-level game with multiple first-round guys in it. And the way he kind of attacked that game is kind of what we saw in EYBL play.
Interesting. You know, I mentioned that he played really well towards the end of the year and basically got starter minutes at Illinois. I went and looked this up during the break because I mentioned that he had played well against Xavier. Illinois was trending towards a top four seed for much of the season, but they had a really ugly losing streak, which included, by the way, they got blown out by Duke at Madison Square Garden in late February. And they fell to a six seed in the tournament. And they played Xavier in the first round. He had 22 in that game and was 8 of 12 from the floor, 3 of 4 from behind the arc. I remember thinking, wow, he has really come into his own. He had other games during the course of the season. In a win over Purdue late in the year, he had 22 in that game, 4 assists, 2 rebounds. Had a really good game in a win at Michigan when Michigan was ranked 15th in the country. That was in early March as well. The game that you heard Will Dawkins just reference. So they played Rutgers just once. They played at Rutgers. They lost Rutgers 82-73. In that game, he had 18 off the bench in 34 minutes. He was 6 of 16, 2 of 5. And yeah, in that game, Dylan Harper had 28. Ace Bailey had 18. So he had 3. He had 4, including Jakachonis for Illinois. 4 first rounders in that game that particular night. Rutgers won that game. The Big Ten was a slog, man. It was fun to watch this year. It was deep. It was, you know, if you caught the team on the right night, you won, even though that team probably was ranked higher. And if you didn't catch them on the right night, you got pounded. There were some great games during the course of the year. But Will Riley, when you watched Illinois this year, and they're always fun to watch under Brad Underwood because they play fast, you know, like Michigan State and Iowa. Those are really the three teams in the Big Ten, although now with, you know, USC in the league, Oregon in the league, you've got more teams that like to play up-tempo. But for a long period of time, the Big Ten's been primarily a grinded-out, half-court-style league. Different than the ACC, different than the SEC. But in that league, Michigan State, Iowa, and Illinois certainly under Brad Underwood, have been up-tempo. We're going to try to, you know, get a lot of possessions into this basketball game. And they've had really interesting players. And Will Riley this year, he just, you know, he was a big-time recruit, but he really, you know, was not a, you know, I looked this up. I didn't realize this. Very first game of the year, he had 31 points. You know, it was against Eastern Illinois. Off the bench, he had 31 in 25 minutes. But when they got into better non-conference games, they played Alabama, he was 29 minutes, 18 points against Bama. They lost that game. They played Arkansas in over Thanksgiving. They played Tennessee. Illinois had a great game against Tennessee. That's right. That was in December. He had 10 points in 20 minutes. He was 1 for 9 in that game. Missouri they beat. And then you got into the Big Ten. I think it's interesting what people are saying about Will Riley. And you heard what Chase said to us about Chris Miller's tweet. Hold on, where is it here? Chris Miller, of course, the Wizards play-by-play voice. Chris Miller tweeted out last night that he just spoke to Illinois head coach Brad Underwood on Will Riley. Quote, he's a very high IQ player, but he's one of the elite hard shot makers I've ever coached. Just has the ability to put the ball in the basket. I was fortunate as an assistant coach and coached Michael Beasley. That was when he was at K-State, I think, with Frank Martin. And I've said, Will's the second best offensive player that I've ever coached. He had Terrence Shannon last year. He's had some really good offensive players, you know, at Illinois in recent years. That's quite the statement.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This was Will Dawkins talking about the young guys getting their share of minutes next year. Here's what he said.
It would seem to me that you are now in a position where the young guys are going to get the bulk of the minutes going forward. Is that, am I reading that right?
Probably not completely on that one. I think you're right. I can't completely comment on everything we did yesterday. I will say that days like that, those are challenging decisions for any organization, especially one when you're in a rebuilding process. So you have to always remember to keep the main focus on the main focus and put ourselves in position to maximize where we're trying to go. And for us, that's long-term success. That's kind of going to be where we're at. And we wanted to stay on track with that while creating flexibility in what you're saying, playing time for some of these young players. But I thought Brian did a tremendous job last year having three rookies. Three of them were all five top minutes per game. So like we're going to play those guys even when we had some veterans. And I still think we have some pretty high-level veterans who can play and help and mentor. So it's going to be tricky to kind of mix it all in. But I think it's a good thing to have. But again, we're going to invest in the guys we drafted tonight, give them every opportunity to play and find that balance. But we're trying to keep it strategic, trying to stay flexible. You know the new rules, the new aprons, like that's probably as important as having high-level players. So we're going to take our crack, develop our guys, and stay flexible. But on our timeline, we're not rushing that.
God, there's a lot in that answer as you think about them last year. But I do think, and I could be a bit off, but I think one of the things he said, and he can't really comment on the trade from the other day until it's final, and it won't be until, I believe, July 6th, is A, you know, Keith did a good job getting the young players minutes. I mean, Koulibaly, Carrington, A.J. Johnson, when he arrived, George, they were all at 26 to 30-something minutes a game. But Jordan Poole was the leader in shots taken, usage rate. And if McCollum ends up being a part of this trade and they don't move him between now and July 6th, along with Middleton, they're different players than Poole. And they are focused right now on the development of their young players more than anything else. Because McCollum and Kelly Olynyk and Chris Middleton are not going to be a part of this team when they are ready to, knock on wood, contend for something. You know, Bob Carrington, hopefully, is the starting point guard. Trey Johnson, hopefully will be the starting two guard. Bilal Koulibaly and Alex Saar and perhaps somebody else, maybe a Boozer, twin that they add next year will be a part of that group. It's not going to be McCollum, Middleton, Olenek. Am I missing a veteran on their team? Interesting from him. Lastly, this was Will Dawkins talking about Bub Carrington, you know, after this trade, we'll hear the question here, getting more minutes as the starting point guard.
In terms of Bub, again, knowing that you may not be able to talk about that, other people that were at that position, is it fair to say that Bub's going to get the ball now? I know everybody gets the ball, but somebody has to play the one. Is he going to be the one going?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of room to kind of talk about that, but we feel confident when Bub has the ball, and we want to make sure that we're playing a style where everybody touches it, but he's going to take a step this summer. He's been in the gym with Key, with Alex, with Justin, with AJ. Like, these guys have been back since May 1st. It's pretty impressive the work that they've been putting in, and they're ready for the challenge, and they're ready for more opportunity, and we kind of like saying, hey, go get it, go earn it. Everybody's going to get a chance, and that'll take care of itself. We'd rather have people do it that way than just give things out to them. But I think he'll be ready for summer league.
You know, the more that's the first time I've heard that soundbite, and obviously moving on from Poole is also kind of, you know, like I said the other day, it's going to give now more of the focus, more of the minutes, more of the usage, more of the shots to those young players, you know, specifically a guy like Bub Carrington. I think what we've learned over the last few days, and maybe some of you knew this already, is that they probably have more confidence in Bub Carrington being their starting point guard moving forward out of all of their young guys than anything else. I'm not saying that they don't think that Bilal Coulibaly is going to be a really good high-level defender and a contributor, and Alex Sarr might be a stretch for all we know. But I think that, and again, some of you that are following it more closely than I, and I'm a big fan of the team, but this year didn't watch nearly as much as I've watched in previous years. I think the big takeaway for me, and maybe this isn't a big reveal for many of you, is that of their young guys currently, before last night, Carrington's the one that they've got the most belief in moving forward. And look, he had some really good games. If he hadn't made that game winner against Miami in the season finale, I think they would have had the fifth pick in the draft last night, not the sixth. Who knows? Maybe they would have had Ace Bailey. I'm glad they ended up with Trey Johnson. That was my preference of the two. But man, he played awfully well in the month of April in particular, averaged 17.6 points per game over the last seven of the season, seven assists, five rebounds, shot 39.3% from behind the arc, 44% overall field goal percentage. He played some really good basketball over those final seven games. Had some really good games during the course of the regular season before that, too. But the minute count went up. He was playing 40-plus minutes over those final seven games in, I think, four or five of those final seven. All right, 301-230-0980. Good night for the Wizards, bad night for the Wizards. Your reaction to Trey Johnson at number six overall and Will Riley after trading back to 21. Wizards fans, if you want to weigh in on the phone lines, we've got lines open. 301-230-0980. We'll take your calls next.
All right, last night, the NBA draft was last night. The selections are in. Trey Johnson and Will Riley are officially Washington Wizards. Johnson, a lethal shooter hitting nearly 40% of his threes, and Riley, a jumbo-sized playmaker with all the offensive tools to succeed at the NBA level. The draft continues on ESPN tonight, where the Wizards hold the 43rd overall pick. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers have re-signed head coach Todd Bowles and GM Jason Light to multi-year extensions. Todd Bowles has been extended through 2028, and Jason Light will continue his role as GM as he enters his 12th season with the team. The Nats, they fall to the San Diego Padres yesterday by a score of 1-0. Mackenzie Gore with six innings pitched, giving up only five hits and one earned run. But Padres pitcher Nick Pivetta had a day, notching 10 strikeouts on seven pitches, giving up no runs and no hits. The Nats are off tonight, but they will continue their West Coast road trip tomorrow in Anaheim. On the Fan. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live from 10 to 1 and Craig Hoffman from 4 to 7. Don't forget to like the stream and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that is what's trending.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.